From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting.
In this warehouse is concrete evidence of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation gathered from direct military attacks on our partners in the region.
That's U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley, who says there's undeniable evidence that Iran is illegally supplying weapons to rebels in Yemen as part of a pattern of bad behavior in the region.
What we're also seeing is activity in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and we'll be able to show all of those, and there is more coming. This is not it. There is a lot more of uncomfortable evidence that the international community will look at and realize how dangerous this is.
Haley made her presentation standing in front of a large piece of debris she said were from a short-range missile recently fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen into Saudi Arabia that struck a civilian airport. She said the U.S. would invite Congress and members of the U.N. Security Council to inspect the debris. She said the missile debris is on loan from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The United States is suspending aid for much of Somalia's armed forces over corruption concerns. The suspension reflects the Somali military's repeated inability to account for aid items such as food, fuel, and weapons. A State Department official said the pause is in aid being made to ensure that U.S. assistance is being used effectively and for its intended purposes. Top U.S. and Mexican officials met at the State Department in Washington Thursday and agreed to increase their efforts to disrupt the deadly business of transnational criminal organizations. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan said the illegal drugs TCOs peddle are taking an enormous toll on both sides of the U.S.-Mexican border. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union leaders extended tough economic sanctions leveled at Russia over the country's role in the conflict in eastern Ukraine. That decision announced Thursday at an EU summit will extend current restrictions against Moscow until July 2018. The sanctions, which target the financial, energy, and defense industries, limit Russian access to EU markets. They were first imposed in the summer of 2014 after Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. They have been extended every 6 months since. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko welcomed the extension. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is joining members of the United Nations Security Council Friday to discuss putting a maximum pressure on North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program just days after he appeared to extend an olive branch to Pyongyang. Tillerson will also meet with U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday. Guterres has already hinted at what direction he'd like to see the council members head in.
It is very clear that Security Council resolutions need to be fully implemented by North Korea, first of all, but fully implemented by all the other countries whose role is crucial in order to make sure that the sanctions are put in place and that they achieve the result that we all aim, which is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea was high on the agenda in the meeting between Guterres, who was visiting Tokyo Thursday with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. With the U.S. focused on North Korea, China has bolstered its military presence on a number of artificial islands in the South China Sea. That's according to a Washington think tank. The Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative said Thursday satellite images show work on 29 hectares in the Spratly and Paracel Islands, territory also claimed in part by Brunei, Malaysia, and the Philippines, as well as Taiwan and Vietnam. The images show aircraft hangars underground, storage rooms, radar equipment, and other construction that could have military uses. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this week called on China to freeze its island construction in the South China Sea. There could soon be a major change on what Americans see on the Internet after federal regulators voted Thursday to scrap traditional net neutrality rules. Thursday's 3-2 vote by the Republican-controlled Federal Communications Commission went along party lines, with Republican members voting to end the regulations and Democrats dissenting. Individual states will also be barred from enacting their own rules governing the Internet. Net neutrality has been the norm since the Internet was created more than 30 years ago. The FCC under former President Barack Obama formalized net neutrality rules in 2015. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.